Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right. It's your guy, our guy. And our insider here at 96.5 The Fan, Mr. Josh Vernier, joins our show. Vern, how are you enjoying the offseason so far?
It's been great, but now that there's not a sporting event on every night that I'm really invested in, I'm starting to get a little bored.
Okay. How do you rank the World Series this previous year?
Yeah, certainly one of the best of my life, you know, right up there. I mean, honestly, I thought it was better than the Cleveland Cubs of 2016. Mm. Yeah, I mean, 1991 Twins and Braves, yeah. I think it's in that conversation. Mm-hmm. My favorite World Series might be 2001 Diamondbacks Yankees, but this might be a close second.
Yeah, it was really good. And, you know, Dusty was asking me, he goes, what'd you think? I go, let me ask the old guys at the J what they think about this, right? Because they've seen it all, right? I go, what'd you guys think? And they go, probably the best we've ever seen. These are guys in their 60s, 70s, and 80s that are saying that. I mean, the World Series hit this year for everybody, Vern. It was really good.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to have Shohei and Yamamoto bringing in the Japanese viewers. And Toronto bringing in the Canadian viewers. So a very nice number, but I have to imagine that the Major League Baseball offices would have been rocked to their core if this wasn't some sort of a huge number in the World Series. Now, next year, if you don't get Toronto, if somehow Shohei and Yamamoto and Sasaki don't find themselves in the World Series, I would expect those numbers to take a big step backward.
No doubt. Speaking of numbers getting ready to go upwards, when we get into free agency, we were yesterday years old when we found out that free agency began at 4 o'clock our time yesterday. So we get the question out before anybody else can. Vern, what are the Royals' plans this offseason?
Well, you need to improve the offense. I would say that would be the number one focus as far as improving the roster. You know, of course, you need to make sure guys like Bubic and the other banged-up starters are healthy come spring training. You need to shore up the defense. You need to execute better with runners in scoring position. And you need to run the bases better. But most of that, hopefully, is addressed in spring training. As far as free agency is concerned, the way that I'm looking at it, personally, I don't think that this team brings in any name that excites the average Royals fan, a lot like last season. I don't know how much Michael Wacha's return, I don't know how much the trade for Jonathan India really excited the fan base. The reason why we were excited heading into 2025 was Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and Cole Reagans, and I would have I would assume that's going to be the case again going into 2026's season. But as you look at this roster and what they need, I think Massey's going to get another opportunity, whether that's at second base or in left field. You're likely to need a right-handed platoon out in left, maybe in center, and a left-handed platoon bat at second base. To me, I mean, it's going to be more difficult than I'm making it out to be, but my dream type of scenario would be bring in a guy like Lane Thomas, a guy that mashes lefties, a postseason hero with the Cleveland Guardians a few years ago, dealt with a lot of injuries last year. He could be an everyday guy, but he certainly could be a platoon in left field. If you don't like Lane Thomas, man, how cool would it be to have the voice of Kike Hernandez on this team's bench and playing against left-handed pitchers. So those are the type of outfield bats I'm looking for. Right-handed bats that brings more than just what the back of his baseball card says. And I think Lane Thomas and Kike Hernandez would do that. I'd be more than fine with Adam Frazier returning and platooning with Jonathan India at second base. And knowing that Carter Jensen and Salvador Perez are going to lock up the DH and catcher's roles more times than not, I want a third catcher. And most third catchers are basically coaches. Last year you saw Luke Maley do it. I thought he did a terrific job. Someone of that ilk, someone that is not only can get it done defensively, a good receiver behind the dish, but someone that has a good voice inside the clubhouse. That's what I'm looking for.
All right, so you, Dusty and I want Bellinger. We want Bichette, yeah. You know, those type of guys.
Me
and
too.
And,
sure.
And I think, look, I don't know how you're viewing this offseason, but I'm viewing this as the uncapped year in the NFL, like it's going to be like the Wild Wild West for one-year deals. I don't think we're going to see a lot of long-termers based on the fact that we're going into a lockout next year. So how do you, first of all, let me gauge you. How do you feel about how free agency is going to play out? Do you think it's going to be a slow play like I do? And then on like, you know, February 15th, it's going to be like Mike Moustakas needing a one-year deal just to go somewhere for everybody? Or do you think we're going to see long-term deals handed out this offseason?
No, I think you make a great point. Yeah, it's hard to argue. And shoot, Bob, over the past, what, half decade, that's just kind of the norm now. You know, this is the time of year where the Jeff Passans and the Tom Verducci's and MLB trade rumors, they all have their predictions for the offseason. And then when we report to spring training, we look at it and, okay, maybe Max Fried, maybe this Japanese superstar, maybe they hit the number that many were expecting, but it's about 80-85% of the free agents ultimately fall short of what the prognosticators expected them to sign. And yeah, to me, a guy like Cody Bellinger, very impressive last season, but that doesn't mean I'm even if you don't have the uncertainty of the CBA looming, in today's landscape where you understand once you hit the age of 30, once you hit the age of 35, the numbers drop drastically for a large majority of players. There are not many teams that are willing to go long-term with a good to very good player. I mean, outside of the Dodgers, outside of the Mets, outside of the Yankees, I mean, shoot, you saw it last offseason with the Chicago Cubs, a big market team, the Houston Astros, a big market team. These squads are unwilling to break off long-term deals for world champions like Rizzo and Bryant and Correa and Springer. They let them all leave. Bregman, I mean, we can go on and on. So, look, if big market teams aren't willing to break off long-term deals, no way in hell do I see the Royals doing it this offseason. So to your point, no, I do not expect to see a lot of long-term deals outside of the Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers. But this is why there's going to be a big issue coming up in the upcoming offseason is because what we became accustomed to, which is free agency means everyone cashes in. You know, even a guy like Alex Bregman, you know, yeah, he made $40 million in 1 year last year, but guys want long-term security. And that just doesn't seem to be an option for most.
Well, I think like I'm just looking at this from the landscape of, you know, how they did Mike Moustakas, and nobody ever said there was collusion going on, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I got to imagine, I mean, Artie Moreno signed a new manager to a one-year deal. I got to imagine the Angels ain't going to be very active in the offseason, and Colorado's hiring Paul DePodesta now to be their guy. I mean, like, right. Some bizarre things that are going on. I just don't know, like say you get into one of these long-term contracts with somebody, right? And then we do have a salary cap come into baseball. How are we going to do that? Are we going to have contracts that were signed pre-salary cap that don't count against the salary cap? Like, how do you envision this whole thing going down in a year from now?
Well, I certainly don't see it ending with a hard salary cap or a hard salary floor. If it does, you know, players from, you know, Rex Hudler's generation, the Tom Glavins, the David Cones, those guys are going to be apoplectic because of what they went through back in 1994 for it all to be punted over the course of the next 30 seasons would be a pretty negative reflection of the leadership of the players union. So, I mean, to your question, yeah, I would imagine some of those figures would have to be grandfathered in. I don't know how you would implement a salary cap and say, all right, Dodgers, you need to lop off $200 million of your payroll. But you know what, as I say that, even if that did come up, I would imagine the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees could get creative with deferred money and, you know, a lot like what we see in the NFL. You know, you turn the salary into a bonus and it doesn't affect your cap. So the big clubs will always find a way to work around the cap, as we've seen over the past year with the L.A. Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, big picture, I would be floored if the union takes the ultimate L and is worked over by the owners, becoming the last great sports union to fall.
So what you're saying is John Sherman should hire Cody Bellinger to, like, oversee the ballpark construction at 119th and Knoll, and then give him the job as playing and but paying him through the real estate side of things, right?
Yeah, get him a hard hat.
Right.
Yeah, get him a shovel, have him there. Yes. Yes, do whatever it takes, because, I mean, what's really going to happen to Steve Ballmer? Get real.
Nothing, right. Yeah. Vern, I want to bring this up because I want to think about how the AL Central will look next year. Cleveland, another year older, but obviously we don't doubt them out, kind of like the Chiefs in the AFC West. Right. But Minnesota, questions, right, always with health and where they're going. You look at the Tigers, who have a really big offseason. Do you, like others, not think that Tarik Skubal comes back? And if that is the case and the Royals make a splash, are they the favorite to win the Central?
I don't think there's going to be a favorite, to be honest. I think when I look at this division, I think we're going to go into 2026 like we have for the last few seasons, where if this breaks right for the Tigers, for the Guardians, maybe the Twins, certainly the Royals, they can walk away with the division. If the Detroit Tigers trade away Tarik Skubal, again, it's just another reason why we should celebrate John Sherman. You know, Cleveland lets lets Francisco Lindor leave. The moment you trade away a guy like Tarik Skubal, the thing that stands between you becoming a World Series championship team is acquiring a pitcher the caliber of Tarik Skubal. So if the Tigers let him go in a top 10 market, it's an embarrassment on their ownership. So I'll be surprised if they do that. To me, there's just no reason why those two sides shouldn't get it figured out. That's the only team that really concerns me in the division. Like you said, you always respect Cleveland because they find a way. They just have a quality organization. They play a high standard or a high quality of baseball. Detroit, because we know it is a bigger market, a much bigger market than the Kansas City, Cleveland are more willing to spend than Minnesota. Detroit has the possibility to win the offseason in the division, right? I wouldn't be shocked. They almost went out and brought in Alex Bregman last year. They could certainly do that this season. They have the money. They haven't really spent since their former owner passed. But you go back to, you know, 10, 15 years ago when Miguel Cabrera and that rotation of Scherzer and Verlander, the Tigers, much like the Chicago Cubs, should be big spenders. And if you're a fan of either one of those teams, you should be irate that they're not spending big. So, you know, right now you look at the five owners in this division, and the one that you know is willing to stick his neck out there to win is here in Kansas City. So if you You know, you ask me anything about how I'm feeling about the Royals moving forward into 2026, that's what has my spirits buoyed the most, is the fact that I know John Sherman, first and foremost on his agenda list, is win. And that makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah, everything you said there gets you excited as a Royals fan. But for me, I'm listening to you and I'm going, Vern is making the perfect case for why a salary cap is needed in Major League Baseball right now, because we're talking about organizations having to trade their best players because they can't afford to re-sign them. Whereas
choose not to sign.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Let me rephrase it. You're absolutely right about that. Choosing not to re-sign them. But if there's a cap and a floor in place, then they can't get away with that kind of stuff. Like in the NFL, you keep your good players. It's allowed. You're able to do that. I mean, imagine if it was reversed in the NFL and Patrick Mahomes is only here for 6 years and then went to the Giants or to the Rams or someplace like that. Like, I think baseball is like the players are dense. They really are. And they're being led by even denser individuals. And they sit there and they think, oh, more money, no salary cap. Salary cap's going to ruin the game. It's going to keep salaries down. Actually, it's probably going to raise salaries because you're going to have the floor. You're going to have the cap. More teams are going to be forced to spend. And you know what you can do then? Develop a team that your fan base can get behind and support you and buy your jerseys and buy in and do all this kind of stuff that baseball fans just can't do at this point in time.
I understand your point, but I think you're letting the owners off the hook. I'm not a fan of a salary cap, to be honest. Do I think it would help the league? Yeah, certainly. But I still believe that the NBA has a salary cap, and we really haven't seen that league rise all that much. I think baseball still sits atop the NBA as far as eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Maybe not conversation. Yeah, the drama in the NBA is a lot better than it is in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
If you implemented a salary cap, sure. The talent would be more evenly dispersed. But to me, that's why and it sounds like I'm brown nosing John Sherman, but that's why I'm always bringing his name up, is because I am so very grateful to have an owner that cares about winning in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference, right? If you're unhappy with the way the Cubs or the Tigers or the Guardians or any of these teams that are pinching pennies, well, then don't go, right? I mean, that's exactly what happened in Kansas City for the better part of David Glass's tenure. People didn't go because they had no faith that Beltran and Dye and Damon and these guys were going to stick around. The reason why, and I was just talking with a number of Royals fans yesterday, I think the reason why so many Royals fans are excited about this team, about every offseason, is because Bobby's not going anywhere. As you see, Salvi's not going anywhere. There's a real belief that Michael Garcia won't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Vinny, you can go on about these starting pitchers. Look, the only reason you buy a team, in my opinion, is because of your ego and civic pride. These are billionaires that love to compete, and yet when they take over these teams, they start looking at the bottom line, where they're making money hand over fist in so many different facets of their life. If you're looking for a real investment, buying a baseball team isn't the one. There are so many other ways where you can make a lot more money a lot quicker than buying a baseball team. So when and if you do buy that baseball team, what are you doing if you're not re-signing a Francisco Lindor, if you're not re-signing a Bobby Witt Jr.? You dream of having a player on the field and off the field, like a Tarek Skubal, like a Salvador Perez. The owners that don't pay those players properly, to me, if I'm a player, that's why I'm never implementing a salary cap, because you're not in it for the right reason. You're focused on the bottom line rather than competing for a championship.
No doubt. To bring it back to the Royals, you mentioned earlier Carter Jensen and Salvador Perez will platoon for the catcher / DH spot. No mention of Caglione. Does he have to earn it next year?
Well, no. Of course you have to earn it, quote unquote, but he's your right fielder.
Okay.
I think Jack Caglione's in there every single day. Vinny at first every single day. Bobby and Michael, obviously, every single day. You'd love to get to a place where Michael Massey's in the lineup every single day. But until then, I think second, center, and left could be platoons, with third, short, first, catcher, DH, and right field. having the same guys in there just about every day.
Are you giving Cags the whole season? Like, are you telling him when he gets to spring training, don't worry about being sent down, just go out there and do your thing? Or are we approaching it differently with him?
Quietly, if I'm J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero in our coaches' meetings, in our front office meetings, that's Cags' job for 162. But when he shows up to spring training, whoever that right-handed bat that we brought in is, I'm telling Cags, you need to compete. You need to go out there and earn this job. You need to win this right field job. But no, you draft this guy top 10. You bring him up as early as you did. They need him to work. He, yeah, to me, is just as important to this team's chances of winning the division in 2026 as Bobby and Salvi are.
Vern, give me a bold winner offseason move for the Royals this year.
Bold. Oh, boy. Well, I mean, I'm going back to the names that I brought up. You know, they're not bold, but Lane Thomas, Kike Hernandez, those are the guys that I'm looking for. It's not bold, but I don't foresee boldness coming from this front office or this ownership group, and that's not a knock. That's just a reflection of a team that already has its core intact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kramer's in today for Mac, and he wants the Royals to go get his boy Harrison Bader.
Well, he's a terrific center fielder. He's a nice platoon for a Kyle Isbell. Neither one of them really have a great bat. Not opposed to it. I think it's somewhat redundant other than the righty-lefty of Kyle Isbell. I'm not against it, but I would like a little bit more pop in the bat if that's available. But Harrison Bader...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm a terrific defender and seems like a pretty good clubhouse guy as well.
Well, you're a great clubhouse guy and a terrific defender as well, Vern. We appreciate the time and we'll dive into you when the hot stove gets hot.
All right, appreciate it.
Yes, have a good one, Vern.
That's Big Vern there on the airways for you. Coming up next, we get to our NFL parlay brought to you by Circa Sports. Coming to Missouri, December 1st, we'll give you each leg of our NFL parlay. No Chiefs game this week, so Travis Kelce anytime touchdown is BYE.
Bye.
That's right. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into our NFL parlay here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.